been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the July 20th edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. But we've got a full-blown tech rally in place here today. The NASDAQ is your leader so far as we open. The bell rang about 36 minutes ago, and the NASDAQ is now up 32 points. That works out to 0.6%. I would say that that has a lot to do with Microsoft's earnings, which were better than expected. The NASDAQ is at 5,068. I want to say that's a new all-time high. I'd have to check my numbers, but suffice it to say, the NASDAQ, which I talked about in my newsletter last week, could be breaking out here, which it has not broken out like the other two, the Dow and the S&P. But I also wrote in the newsletter that, you know, it looks like it's probably inevitable that the NASDAQ's going to follow right along in the footsteps of the S&P, which is up 4 points today. That works out to 0.2%. The S&P is up 2,168. A new all-time high. And you know, people tell me all the time, why do I want to buy when something's hitting a new all-time high? Well, you can buy when things are hitting new all-time lows if you would rather do that. How many times along the way has an Amazon or a Facebook or whatever hit new all-time highs? The Dow is up 17 points. 18,576. Who's the guy that's been saying this market is eventually going to break out to new all-time highs? And that's exactly what we're seeing. Oil prices are down a little bit today, 75 cents, $45.20. Gold is up $5 a share, or an ounce, 1332. And we've got the 10-year yield at 1.58%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've got a lot of news out there that's impacting markets, mostly for the positive here today. Obviously, the market does not like uncertainty, and another bit of uncertainty has been taken out of the mix. Donald Trump is officially, Trump and Pence are officially your GOP nominees on the one hand, and it will be Clinton and whoever she names as her vice president, barring something surprising before the November election. That takes a little bit of uncertainty out of the mix. We have a lot of earnings. Oh, boy, a lot of earnings in the mix here today. Of course, this will be an important newsletter this week as we go over those earnings reports and just what they mean for the overall picture. That's what I'm really interested in, because we like to add up the parts. We like to find the sum of the parts. And it's all I can say is so far, early on in this early earnings season, I haven't seen any major hiccups whatsoever. Just a few tiny ones here and there, and not in any of the major companies, but just a few sectors here and there. And I'll be updating my numbers for this year. I'll be updating my next numbers for next year. That's my North Star that I use to guide the ship here. I look to earnings. I was reading an article yesterday, which I would have to agree with. You know, there's bubbles developing in the market. And I've talked about the utility bubble, which I wrote an article about a few weeks ago. I wouldn't touch a utility right now. They're ridiculously priced. Why? People chasing yield, any kind of a yield, grasping. You ever see somebody reaching way up to the top shelf at the market? That thing might fall down and hit them in the head. I think I've done that a few times. They're reaching for yield, and it's never good to reach for something. There's also a problem with the real estate investment trust, in my opinion. On a historical basis, they're way too expensive. I would be very, very careful with the real estate investment trust. There's also a lot of individual dividend-paying stocks that have also gotten out of whack from a valuation point of view. You know, usually every bear market, which I don't see one lurking around the next corner, begins with some kind of a bubble forming somewhere. You look back to 2000, it was a technology bubble. You look back to 2009, 2008, it was a housing bubble. And if you look today at where the possible bubble is, there's the bubble that I see is in interest rate bearing or dividend paying stuff. And I read an article yesterday. This comes from Bank of America Merrill Lynch, Marty Friedson, who's an analyst there. He says that the high yield valuations, okay, what does he mean by high yield? High yield are junk bonds, people reaching for higher yields than what they can get in, you know, blue chip corporate bonds or in government bonds, etc. They're reaching for that yield. He says that the valuation in the high yield market is staggering. That's a warning. Boy, let me tell you, that's a shot fired across the bow. Investors didn't really want to listen back in the year 2000 when we were talking about a technology bubble. That was probably the biggest, that was the biggest bubble I've seen in my lifetime in the market. People didn't want to listen when they were camped out overnight to get their single family home in that new housing tract with all the upgrades. They didn't want to listen that the housing bubble. They didn't want to listen that over the long haul, real estate has averaged about 5% per year. We went through a couple years back there where real estate averaged 20% per year. As a mathematician, one of the rules of mathematics is things have a tendency to revert back to their mean. And they did. And that bubble burst, and it made one heck of a big mess, second only to the Great Depression. We called it the Great Recession. There was a bubble building. Now, I'm not so sure that people are listening today to my clarion call and clarion calls from others like Marty Friedson at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. He sees a major bubble in the high-yield bonds. Well, that bubble expands to the entire bond market. Mortgage bonds, government bonds, corporate bonds. When yields go negative in Switzerland, when yields go negative in Germany, when yields go negative in Japan, when yields go negative in France, we've got a problem. We've got a bubble brewing, and I would predict that the next crash in the market will be centered around the bonds and the yielding of the yielding types of investments. Now, time will tell. We're not there yet, but that bubble is getting bigger by the day. So be very, very careful. You know, and here's another thing you got to remember. Asset allocation says if you're 75 years old, you should have 75% of your assets in the bond market. Those are the people that are the most vulnerable in this bubble, would be retirees and those that have gone with the computer models and the asset allocation models. In the meantime, their bonds continue to work their way higher. Their bond holdings continue to grow. The bond market bull market continues as rates go lower and lower and lower. But I'm just here to tell you, I've seen the technology bubble. It was not pretty when it burst. I've seen the housing bubble. It was not pretty when it burst. And I believe that there's a bubble that's getting bigger by the day in the bond market, in the real estate investment trust, in the utilities, and in the dividend-paying stocks. It's still going. They're still going higher. It's not time to jump ship yet, but there's going to come a time when it could get messy. Marty Friedson once again uses the word staggering. The valuation is staggering. McDonald's broke out yesterday. Hey, I saw a lot of breakouts in the market. McDonald's broke out. They were expecting today for Pokemon to be released in Japan. McDonald's has a deal in Japan. I guess with the Happy Meals, you're going to get a Pokemon player or a piece to the Pokemon puzzle or something like that. Well, it looks like they've put that on hold for now, that release of Pokemon in Japan. Meanwhile, Hasbro will showcase new Star Wars toys at Comic-Con. That's right here. I look out my window. I see the Marriott Hotel covered with some kind of a skin. Conan, is there a game called? No, that's Conan. He's here tonight. And I see all kinds of Comic-Con paraphernalia. It's crazy. It's the biggest convention that we have in San Diego here every single year. Okay, when we come back, I want to give you an update on earnings. It is earnings season. The mother's milk of the market and of stocks, earnings. That's why it's so important of a subject here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors of the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if earnings are so dang important to this market, how are earnings going? Well, let's just take a look at some of the news coming in from corporate America, reporting in. Sir, here's our report over the last 90 days, and here's our outlook for the next 90 days and even into the future. Well, let's take a look at some of the... I like what Halliburton said. Who cares what Halliburton says, you say? Well, Halliburton made the following statement. We believe that North America has turned for the better, not the worse. So we're talking about the oil sector. Now, I know that the oil stocks have been a little squishy, a little bit soft. Oil's pulled back to $45 per barrel. But it seems to me that the oil patch gets healthier by the day, and it's certainly good to hear from a big company like Halliburton, a $38 billion company out of Houston, say that we believe that North America has turned. Okay, I continue to be a little bit overweighted in the energy sector after having no exposure to it since 2014. Why didn't I think of this? Somebody came up with an idea, the Dollar Shave Club. Now, I never used it, never used their products. I hate to shave. I buy the cheapest razors and the cheapest shave cream, and it's happy. I'm happy with it. My son said he tried the Dollar Shave Club. He liked it. Well, what an idea. It's being bought out by Unilever for $1 billion. Somebody had a billion-dollar idea. The Dollar Shave Club. Talking about the dollar, okay, we've seen a little bit of a spill in commodities this last week. Why is that? The reason is the dollar, the U.S. dollar, not the Dollar Shave Club, but the greenbacks that you might have a few left in your pocket. This is Wednesday. I'll be out by tomorrow till I get my paycheck on Friday. The dollar has been hitting new four-month highs recently. You know what that's telling us? That's telling us that the market expects a rate hike now in September. Oh, we're always talking about a rate hike, aren't we? We're always fearful of that Fed. We thought for sure it would be July, and then Brexit came along. Well, it seems like Brexit has come and gone. It's hard for me to come up with the reason why the Fed would not hike rates in September, and that's going to be bearish. It's going to be bullish for the dollar, which it already has been, and it's going to be bearish for the commodity stocks because the dollar and commodities move in opposite directions. So keep your eye on the dollar. That has a lot to do with the market. A strong dollar, don't forget, also hurts those multinationals, which have to do their sales in foreign currencies and then convert it back to a strong dollar, and they take the hit, those money changers. How about this? Iran is exploring getting back into the bond market. Would you loan money to Iran? Would you buy an Iranian bond? I'm just throwing that out. Argentina recently returned to the bond market. And Argentina's economy and directional path is going quite well. Iran explores a return to the global bond market. Morgan Stanley reports earnings. That's a big one. That's an important one. They beat. There we go. The beat goes on, as Sonny and Cher would say. Morgan Stanley up 1.4% today. Polaris, that Minnesota company that makes all-terrain vehicles. Are you getting ready for deer season? Do you have your all-terrain vehicle ready? Polaris beat earnings. Polaris is up 4.1%. More evidence that the earnings picture continues to look pretty good here. Let's not forget Microsoft, which is mostly behind this big rally in the tech stocks today. Microsoft is making one of the biggest moves that it's made in a long time. Microsoft blames, or not blames, they credit the clouds. They credit the clouds with the strength of their business. Boy, you know what? I've got a little memory stick here on my desk that I used to store backup files on. Now everything is in the clouds. I don't need the memory stick anymore. I can remember the days when I had to store everything on floppy disk. And then I had to store everything on, they came up with the little harder, not instead of a floppy disk, kind of a plastic one. It held more. Then they came up with iOmega machines, which were gargantuous with these big cables coming out everywhere at you like a monster. They stored even more. And then they got it down to CD-ROMs, right? CDs. You'd put the CDs or the DVDs or what, CDs into your computer and store everything. Then we came down to the little chips, the little flash memory chips, which I still use here. I put my show on a little flash memory chip. I hand it to my son. He compresses it, sends it off to my video editor every day. Well, now we're putting everything in the cloud, aren't we? It's up in the clouds. Well, cloud computing helping Microsoft. Microsoft up 5.9%. Member of the Dow, member of the S&P 500. United Airlines. Let's take a look at another industry. So far, we've had a financial. We've had an ATV maker. We've had a major technology stock. How about an airline? United Airlines breaking out today, up 3.5%. More good news on the earnings front. How about, let's do a drug stock. We haven't done a drug stock for a while. Abbott Labs breaking out. Look at that, up 2.3%. I'm trying to find one that missed earnings. Here's one. A credit card company, Discover Financial. Okay, their earnings did not quite hold up to what the expectations were. Discover Financial down 1.7% here today. Let's take a look at a discount brokerage firm. How about Interactive Broker, IBKR? They missed, all right? There's another one. Interactive Brokers down 7.8%. Let's see if we can do one more. How about a railroad? We haven't done a railroad for a while. How about Canadian Pacific, the one that Gordon Lightfoot sung about in his Railroad Trilogy song? Canadian Pacific, they beat earnings, up 0.75%. And one more. Intuitive Surgical, which came up with the robotic surgery machines, where the doctor stands off in a room and does everything by the robotic surgical device, where it's accurate to within a millionth of a centimeter or something like that. Now, there's an area where I believe in the robotics. I don't want them driving my car. I don't want them managing my portfolio. But when it comes to putting in a coronary stent or operating on my brain, I think I would trust the robots there, okay? Because of the precision. Intuitive Surgical beats earnings by a wide margin, breaking out to new all-time highs, $717 per share, stock up 6.7%. All right, I need to narrow it down to just one stock to talk about when we come back. I'll have that one for you when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from evaluation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're in the midst of earnings season. You know, I haven't really seen any major spills. Well, I would say the biggest spill that I've seen is Netflix so far. I have no position in Netflix, but I think it was down about 15% or something. I see it coming back today a little bit, up 2%. No other real major spills. Big surprise, positive surprise out of Microsoft, which very much a bellwether stock for the technology sector. And you're seeing quite a rise in the NASDAQ today, up 43 points right now. The market is gathering some steam here. The Dow is now up 44 points as we speak. Well, I think I want to go to that technology sector today for our featured stock of the day. That's been a pretty good sector this year. There's been a little bit of M&A, merger and acquisition activity in that sector recently, particularly in the semiconductor sector. We had, who was it that took out ASM Lithography the other day? Was it SoftBank, I think, took out ASM Lithography, which is a big semiconductor company. And now we're seeing some pretty good action in some of the other semiconductor companies also. Well, the technology sector is broken up into a lot of subsectors. To just paint technology with one brush wouldn't do it justice. You've got biotechnology, don't you? You've got hardware, people that make hardware, people that make software. You've got networking companies like Cisco. You've got peripheral companies that make peripherals for your computers. You've got IT service companies. You've got the internet. You've got people that make semiconductors. These are all slices of the technology sector. And combined together, we give it a name, the tech sector. A lot of these companies represented by the NASDAQ, which would be a pretty darn good proxy. The NASDAQ, by the way, is just barely positive still for the year. But the NASDAQ would be a pretty good proxy for the technology sector. I've talked a lot this year about avoiding the foreign markets. I still have just a little bit of exposure. I can think of three companies that are Asian stocks that I own in my portfolios now. And one of those stocks that I own is based in Taiwan. Taiwan is a little bit of a tech area, obviously. A lot of semiconductor activity over there and other technology activity. There's a company over there that's a $142 billion company, right in the heart of it all. And a company that is one of the largest semiconductor manufacturers in the world. The name of the company is Taiwan Semiconductor. So let's go through our little drill here, and let's drill down and see if Taiwan Semiconductor currently meets the Best Stocks Now criteria, which is that of value and performance coming together in one nice, neat little package. Taiwan Semiconductor, the symbol is TSM on the New York Stock Exchange, is a Taiwanese manufacturer of logic mixed signal ICs for fabless semiconductor companies and integrated device manufacturers. They are currently a $141 billion market cap company. Let's just compare that with Intel. They're $166 billion, so these two companies are very similar. But having said that, over the last 5 years, the earnings at Taiwan Semiconductor have been growing by about 20% per year, while Intel, believe it or not, has not had any earnings growth over the last 5 years. Put two companies side by side. I want the one that's been growing their earnings and is expected to continue to grow their earnings versus the one that has not had any earnings growth, like Intel. Now, it shows up in the performance of the companies. Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM, over the last 10 years has delivered 16.7% per year to investors. By contrast, the non-growth company, which has been Intel, has been delivering 10% per year, which isn't bad, but in my book, the performance and the growth of Taiwan has been far superior to our Intel here in the U.S. Over the last 5 years, Taiwan Semiconductor has been delivering about 21% per year to investors, while the market's been delivering 10. It's doubled the returns of the S&P 500, while Intel's been running right about at a market return. Over the last 3 years, Taiwan Semiconductor, 22% per year total return. I think there's a little bit of a dividend there in Taiwan. There's a dividend yield of 2.7%. That's not too bad, is it? All right, now, performance is one thing. Taiwan gets a performance grade of B+. What about value? It's currently trading at 13.5 times forward earnings. That's pretty good. Compare that with IBM that's growing, is trading at 12 times forward earnings but has no growth. Taiwan's trading at 13 times earnings with 15% growth. That gives it a PEG ratio of under 1, of 0.9, less than 1. I have a 5-year target price of $45 per share on a stock that's currently trading at $27 per share. Out of 4,138 different stocks in my database, Taiwan Semi currently comes in at number 7 overall, and it is a stock that I own in my Best Stocks Now portfolios, in my growth portfolio. All right, well, that's not a recommendation to run out tomorrow on my Taiwan Semiconductor. It represents about a 3 to 4% position in my overall growth portfolio. It's one of the all-stars that I currently have on my roster here at Gunderson Capital Management. It broke out to new highs 2 days ago. It's pulled back just a little bit here. And like I say, you know, the valuation numbers, we talked about this yesterday or the day before when IBM reported earnings. You could look at IBM and say, you know, this stock's cheap. This stock is trading at just 12 times earnings. Well, you know what? Sometimes stocks are cheap for a reason. IBM's been growing by single digits, 2, 3%. And lately, the last 4 quarters, there's been no growth. It's been regressing. It's been going the other way. Well, that's not doesn't make for good investing. You need companies to be growing their earnings for their stock price to continue to appreciate. And so with IBM, you're getting a cheap stock, but it lacks the other half of that equation, which is performance. You can say, well, I get a better dividend yield with IBM. I get a 3.5% dividend yield. Well, be my guest. Go ahead. Take your IBM, which has gone nowhere over the last 10 years. What makes you think that all of a sudden it's going to turn into a growth company once again? You get a little less dividend yield at Taiwan's Semiconductor with 2.7%, but it's had some pretty significant earnings growth taking place, which is one other subject, the life cycles of companies. There was a time when IBM was one of the top I hate to keep picking on IBM, but it was one of the top technology companies in the world. Microsoft was at one time one of the fastest growing technology companies in the world. Bill Gates walked away with a lot of dough from Microsoft, and I'm sure the early investors and the investors that invested in IBM during its prime walked away with some great big profits. But stocks have life cycles, just like a baseball player has a life cycle. It's pretty hard to imagine A-Rod getting back to being a 300 hitter and knocking 45 home runs and 120 RBIs. In fact, A little hard to think of A-Rod even coming back next year in baseball. Instead, you've got these guys coming up like Chris Bryant and others that have kind of taken over the baton and the reins and the running with it these days as the premier players in baseball. Well, a lot of that applies to the stock market too. And when companies are well past their prime and not growing anymore, yeah, it's way too late. You should have moved on a long time ago. And one that I believe is still in its prime, yeah, and as long as it's in its prime, we'll continue to own it, is Taiwan. But again, not a recommendation, just an example. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit. and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, in this last segment, I want to talk about something. I've learned a lot using my app since 2011, 2010, the last 5 or 6 years. And I've also learned a lot about the inverse ETFs, and I've learned a lot about the bullish ETFs. And I want to focus in this last segment of the show on leveraged bullish ETFs, okay? All things being equal, if the S&P 500 has done so much over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years, one that is leveraged 2 to 1, which they're out there, there's numerous S&P 500 2 to 1 indexes that you can invest in. They should have pretty much doubled the returns of the S&P 500, right? Well, let's take a look. Let's put one to the test here. Let's take a look at SSO. Does that save our ship? No, that's SOS. SSO is the ProShares Ultra S&P 500. It's an exchange-traded fund seeking performance corresponding to twice the return of the S&P 500 index. Okay, let's take a look here. Over the last 5 years, SSO has averaged 22% per year. The S&P 500 has averaged 10% per year. Okay, there's our 2-to-1 correlation. It's delivered twice the returns, in fact, a little bit more. You say, well, how come it's not exactly 2 times? You'd have to go through the math. You'd have to go through the math on a daily basis to understand that. It's close to being twice the returns, but it does vary just a little bit, either to the upside or to the downside. Over the last 3 years, SSO has delivered 18% per year, while the market's delivered 8.5. So once again, pretty much doubled the returns of the S&P 500. And over the last 12 months, our S&P 500 is up just 1.8%. SSO is up 3.4%. Pretty much double the returns. Okay. Double your pleasure, double your fun. You know, remember that? What was it? It was some kind of gum back then that they advertised, dentine or something like that. Don't forget that there's a downside to owning a 2-to-1 index. Back in 2008, when the S&P was down 38.5%, you could have ridden down the double S&P 500 ETF down 68%. Not quite twice the performance to the downside, but almost pretty ugly. I think what I've come to the conclusion of is I have not put these to use enough. When I'm bullish, when I really like the market, which for the most part, for the last 7-8 years, I have had a buy signal on the market. There's been times when I wasn't as bullish as others and I got cautious. But I would say that I should have put some of these leveraged indexes to use more than I have. They always scared me. They really didn't have a track record. They're kind of a new animal. But as I look over the past 1, 3, 5, 10 years, it's done pretty much what it was designed to do. Double the returns of the S&P 500. But don't forget, on the downside, it also doubles the returns. It doubles the negative returns. There's more volatility involved. But I think that these can be very, very useful. Now, just for fun, let's take a look at S&P 500 3-to-1. Woo, baby. Now, this is like a Pantera or a Ferrari or name your car that really has the horsepower, both to the upside and to the downside. Now, the 3-to-1s have not been around as long as the 2-to-1s. We don't know how they would have done during the last bear market, but we can guess they probably would have been down 80%, something like that. But over the last 3 years, the S&P has been averaging 8% a year. The 3-to-1, which is SPXL, has been averaging 25% per year. Three times the return of the S&P 500, with obviously a lot more volatility than the S&P 500. And over the last 5 years, while the S&P has been averaging 10, the three times S&P has been averaging 28.3%, almost triple, not quite, the returns of the S&P 500. My conclusion is these can be very, very useful. There's a lot of 2-to-1s. There's 2-to-1s on sectors. If you're bullish on the semiconductors, there's a 2-to-1 semiconductor ETF. If you're bullish on the healthcare sector, there's a 2-to-1 healthcare ETF. If you're bullish on the overall S&P 500, there's a 2-to-1 S&P. If you're bullish on the NASDAQ, there's QLD, which is double the returns of the NASDAQ. By the way, it's breaking out to new highs, all-time highs today. I think that these can come in very, very useful, obviously, during a bull like we've had over the last 6, 7, 8 years. And at the same time, I think you have to be very, very careful, and you have to have a little bit stronger stomach. I can't quite handle the sriracha sauce myself. I make my own salsas at home from vegetables from my garden. I use the dried red chilies to give it the pop that I like. I can't quite take the 3-to-1, but I got to be honest with you. They have really done well during this bull run that we've had in the market. You know, that's another useful part of the app. There's a section. They're cordoned off in their own little sector. Leverage indexes, leverage sectors. You can get leverage both to the upside. That's like using margin, 2-to-1. You can get leverage to the downside if you're really negative on a sector. And like I say, I think they can come in really handy. You might want to check that little section of my app every day. The leveraged indexes, the leveraged sectors, and the leveraged inverse, just to see that if there's something that might give you that little bit of sriracha. If you can handle the sriracha, everything's got sriracha in it now. Even Big Macs. There's sriracha coming to Big Macs. I think they're already in there. Well, there's sriracha in ETFs now. Definitely worth a look. All right. If you'd like to get the newsletter, man, I start on it tomorrow night, GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to talk to us about money management, it is 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.